Hi there. Thanks for downloading and listening to this Speak Free Radio podcast. All the shows are free to download and stream, and always will be. If you get value from them and would like to sponsor the station with a donation, we'd appreciate your help as part of our end-of-year donation drive. Just go over to speakfreeradio.com and click the Donate button on the top right of the website. Thanks for your help, and now, time for the show.
BATF IRS CIA and FBI FDA and FCC ADL and KGB
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here, along with Michael Swede. And as usual, chaos reigns here at Eurofolk Radio. We just can't seem to avoid it, but we should be live and streaming on both Speak Free Radio and Eurofolk Radio. And Michael, you should be with me on the StreamYard feed. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Do you hear me all, everybody? Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear, which is fantastic. Loud and clear is what we live by, right? Loud and clear. So I'm still in the process of picking up the link for everybody to follow us with Charles Lee Mange, who's the pseudonym for Pastor Dan Gaiman. By the way, Pastor Dan Gaiman is still alive and ticking and kicking and sermonizing. Here in, well, I'm not in Missouri, I'm in Arkansas, but he's up in Missouri, not far from Kansas City, and he has a thriving congregation up there, and he has been left alone by the feds and by the Jews. Thankfully, he's not being harassed, and great. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, it's fantastic that it's sounding wonderful. This has been our objective when we first signed up with Speak Free Radio, and we're going to do our best to keep it loud and clear. And I'm trying to retrieve the link for the article. But in the meantime, let's just continue, because Michael, you have the downloadable version of the article, which we can't share with people on the internet. So why don't you pick up where we left off from last week, and I will join you as soon as I can.
Okay. So before then, I just have a question. First, regarding to Pastor Dan Gaiman, as you know,
yes.
Wouldn't it be possible to try to get in connection with him and see if he wants to join us sometime and discuss two sea lion messages and the Bible in general, and also maybe his article?
I think so. I haven't communicated him with quite some time, but I'm sure that will be possible. And, you know, so I'll give him a jingle or send him a letter, right? I do have his phone number. So that's a good idea. Let me pursue that. And in the meantime, because people may still have the link to the Internet Archive version of his article, The Two Seeds of Genesis 3:15. Okay. And how should I put it? That is the signature article on the two seed line message. I mean, there's very little I see wrong with his article there. And yeah, there's something going on with our computer. People have been telling me they have had difficulty logging into Eurofolk Radio, and they had to refresh the page to get it going. And so I'm trying. Oh, yeah, I see. I'm having difficulty retrieving last week's show so I can get that link. So I will just abandon that, because this may be causing problems for us. So I'll see if I can open the hard copy of it, which I don't seem to have. Thank you. Okay. Michael just sent me the link for that online article, and I couldn't retrieve it from for apparently. Now I've closed all the windows I possibly can to avoid interference with our live stream. And so I'm starting that right now. I'll join people in the Eurofolk Radio chat room shortly. But Michael, go ahead. Go for it. Tell us where you're at in the article, and we'll start.
Yes, and I'm on page 42. But then one more question that arises to me now. It has come to my attention, probably your too. Now people are talking about this coming Wednesday, the 3rd, is it the 3rd of 4th of October, that people think that they will start up this. They have, I think FEMA have announced some kind of test of an emergency system.
All right. Yes.
And it seems to be people, they also think that this could be a way for them to activate this nanotechnology within people, this all this that they have pumped into them with the vaccines. And do you have any? Have you any thoughts about that? What is your take on this? So this is just more Jewish fear porn.
My thought on that is: do not participate. Do not participate. This is a way of getting you linked in to their system. So, do you have the information as to exactly what time this is going to happen? You know, this is kind of like a warning, they have these warnings from the CDC, from various departments of government. So tune in to hear this broadcast, like a warning that a storm is approaching, right? Do not participate. That's my advice. Do not participate. Okay. So do you have any information as to what time that this is going to happen? Is it going to happen in Europe too? Is this global?
That's the question. I don't know, because there is an official, I can see if I can dig up the official document from FEMA, because there is an official statement they have sent out, and their statement is the time as 2:22 Eastern time.
Right. Okay.
And that's basically 8 o'clock here in Sweden. If that would be valuable, I just want to, and maybe it's true, maybe not. I don't know. I just need to. I know that there is at least one of those tests that they are doing. They are doing this test anyway. That's what I know. Are you still there?
Parade of Gog and Magog in the city of London. Sussex Man is in the chat room. He can maybe put a link in the chat room for us about that. And so 11/11/222, and 2 × 11 = 22, right? And remember the invasion of Normandy at 6 a.m. June 6th, 1946. Folks, I smell a rat. I smell a Jew rat. Okay. So, this is suspicious, highly suspicious. And I would say, turn your phone off. Does anybody have information on how long this emergency alert, this FEMA alert, is going to last? Because I say you should turn your phone off and maybe put it inside of a lead box for the duration. Back to you, Michael. That's my view of the situation.
Yeah, I lost your when you spoke. I lost your voice. I didn't hear what you say, but I agree. And I also read in the chat room that Brother Herbert gives a very good point to this, that it is this is like 1 October 4th, 2:22 p.m. FEMA alert is a psyop to make conspiracy theorists look like idiots. And I kind of agree with this, that this could be this normal psyops. They won't try to, yeah, they're trying to make you look like stupid. And then, as he also pointed out, they will not say when this one is used. I don't think they will. As he also said, they will not do this summification for each single out in the open and announce it. No, probably not. I also agree with that. So this is probably a psyop. But to be safe, just keep your phone off. Because having the phone off, it won't hurt you. It will more save your life than having all those technical gadgets on.
Yeah, and you remember every time, I can't tell you how many times when I log in to either my phone or the computer internet, they want me to link up my phone, my internet, everything else that can possibly be linked up, you know, and by the artificial intelligence network, AIN, let's give it a name, AIN, the artificial intelligence network, AIN, what is AIN? That's in Hebrew, that is the top. Oh, man. Oh, I'm creating angst within myself, folks. AIN, AIN is the top of the, it's called the Tree of Life, which is the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, okay? It's referred, Ain is the top figure, the top portion of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. A-I-N, I think I just stumbled onto something, Michael, okay? Maybe somebody in the chat room can capture an image of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life and present it to people. Ain is the top figure. It's a 10-pointed figure. It's obvious. It's Kabbalistic, folks. I cannot find anything about this in the Bible except the term Tree of Life, which we know is our DNA. Our DNA is the Tree of Life. That's how the Bible presents it. The Bible does not present the turn off emergency alert. If you can do that, Nimble Horse says, okay, he says, how to turn off emergency alerts on iPhone, full guide. Okay, that's for iPhone. I don't have an iPhone, but I'm just going to, you know, it may be wise to just disable your phone entirely, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to link you up with the artificial intelligence network. That's what they're trying to do, folks. All right. And keep us in the state of angst, so that we'll make stupid moves all the day long, right? That's what this is about, folks. All right, I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because I was planning on talking about that anyhow, because I'm not sure, you know, I haven't got any direct information about that yet, but the warnings from the so-called conspiratorial right need to be heeded. And we are primo number one of the conspiratorial right here at Eurofolk Radio and Speak Free Radio. By the way, big shout out to Paul and Dave, who basically run Speak Free Radio and keep those people happy by listening, tuning in more often than you otherwise would. And please tell everybody you know about Eurofolk Radio and, of course, my book, The Great Impersonation, How the Antichrist Has Deceived the Whole World and Is Doing So. Oh, JT says, remove the battery and throw the darn thing away. Well, that's one way of doing it, right? But then you lose all your memory, right? Fortunately, in my case, I don't know if it's fortunately or not, because I don't trust any of these browsers at all, you know, because you can save your passwords on Google. And, you know, and I get these messages. Sorry, folks, for this long tangent, but it's critical. Things are moving at rapid pace. They're moving so rapidly that we can't keep up barely. So and here's what happens. Google will save your passwords for you. And every once in a while, I will get a message from my internet service provider, which is still AT&T. Okay, there's the guide, everybody. Nimble Horse just posted it in for those of you who have iPhones. Go ahead and click on that. And every once in a while, I'll get a message from AT&T telling me, your password is not secure. How do they know that my password is not secure? Okay, are they spying on me? Don't I have enough digits in my password? I don't trust them, folks. I simply do not trust them. This is all part of the AI globalist agenda to steal your information, especially for those of us who haven't gotten jabbed, because they have the information on everybody who has been jabbed, because they're radiating their personal medical records 24/7, and they want to Star Trek. They want to tether us and train us into their system. Resist. Resist the trend, folks. Back to you, Michael.
Yeah, I have the same take as you said on this browser. I never, ever save any passwords anywhere. Because then they know the password. Of course they do. Otherwise, they can't. Well, how would they save it? They need to know the password. So then you give them the passwords. And then they can say, oh, it's not safe because they have gave it out. They are the one that makes the intrusion into your stuff, not any boogeyman. They are the one doing it.
Yeah. You might as well call it Joogle. Bill Gates owns it. Okay. Would he do anything for your benefit, Michael, for our benefit? Nimble Horse, he's in the United Kingdom. The UK public alert made a strange sound and was very distracting. If you don't know what it is, I was driving at the time. Okay, I mean, yeah, they're going all out to entrain us, folks. That Star Trek talk for drag you in. Beam me up, Scotty. Get me off of this accursed planet. All right, so I'm still waiting for I've got slow internet this morning. I may have to get a new hotspot. This one may be wearing out, even though it's only like 4 or 5 months old. Anyway, so let's get started. A good tangent, a very good tangent for everybody listening. Okay. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's good to point this out also that all this is not drawn away in psyops, because I have not really got, if I just take my how I felt with the inside of me, I don't really feel this is too real. That's why I'm more asking myself question. Can it be true? I don't know.
Yes,
but I haven't got the really the what to say that this is really true. So the spirit haven't really told me this is true real.
Yeah, never give anything to Google, says Bavaria Man. Thank you very much. And Sussex Man says the information is that it will reach your phone even if it is switched off or no battery power.
How is that possible?
Can they do that? It will reach computers, radios, and TVs. The time could also be variable. Could be the 24th of October or early November 5th. Remember the 5th of November, treason and plot, etc. Remember the 11th of November, 11/11. The Rothschilds celebrate their connection to Gog and Magog every year on November 11th. Okay. So they could do it at any time without us knowing. So, but it's thank you for giving us the alert so that now we know that somebody in the chat room, please figure out how to avoid getting entrained to this system. Swamp Fox says Russia will do a nationwide nuclear alert test on October 5th. Now, what's that all about? What is that all about? I heard a rumor that Ukraine has surrendered in its war with Russia. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe somebody can check that out. I tend not to believe that because the Rothschilds never surrender. They always beat both sides into submission and they take over. But that's what that war in Ukraine is all about. It's the Rothschilds totally taking over Ukraine and they're sacrificing Ukrainian lives. They're shooting Ukrainian soldiers and civilians in the back and blaming it on Russia, blah, blah, blah. But Russia has been entrained into that war because the Rothschilds can do substantial damage to Russia economically should they choose to do so. So I think Putin has been entrained into that conflict a while. Okay. And Brother Abear says, hide in a Mylar potato chip bag from 2 to 4 p.m., right? Whatever works, a lead box. A lead box. I'm going to run down to the, what do you call it, the local resale shop and see if they have a lead box. So don't get sucked in, folks. Don't get sucked in. But, you know, as you just said, Michael, they're going to be doing this sporadically and piecemeal. For some reason, they've chosen to announce this particular day. But thank you for the alert, Rothschild. Because we're trying to stay one step ahead of the Rothschilds. All right, yeah, yeah. This is this is real AI, folks. You know that the world is being run by AI, that is artificial intelligence. And Paul says none of it has to be true. The mere fact that they can put the gaslighting info out there, and people absorb it and react to it, means that it has exactly the same fear-inducing effect as if it were actually real. Isn't that what television is all about? And Swamp Fox says a microwave oven is not a Faraday cage. So a Faraday cage. I still have the material from when I was in Illinois that I covered my computer with to minimize the radiation. So I'll have to dig that out and cover my computer and phone as much as possible. All right. All right, folks. The world is in a strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Don't believe anything a Jew says. The only time a Jew says the truth is when he is going to suck you in to a lie. Nothing is real. Isn't that what the song by the Beatles says? Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it, Brother Michael.
Yes. So now to some more of the, let's say, serious stuff, I would say. This biblical truth in the two seed line message. That's the most important truth that we can learn here upon earth. So let's jump into it.
Yes.
So I will basically start up in the top of page 142, because that's where I left off last time. So got to be here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you read Luke. Wait, didn't you read Luke? You said I should pick up Luke. Which one was 19:27? Was that the one?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, we ended shortly after that. Now, I'm going to send the link, archive.org link, to the people in the chat room. Okay, it finally opened for me. It took all this time for it to open for me.
Okay.
So now I'm going to share it with the people in the chat room. And so let us know where you're at.
It's page 42 and the second part in John 15, verses 22 to 27 is the start of it. So page
John 15. Okay. Because the pages don't line up with the printed, with the PDF document. So what's the John 15, 22?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you open a document and search for John 15, 22, on the internet version, it'll take you right there. Okay? All right. Go for it.
Okay. So in John chapter 15, verse 22, 27, Jesus Christ is telling why he come to speak to this wicked seed line of the Jews. Because he spoke to them, and because they refused to hear the truth and rejected the truth, they are without a cloak to hide their sins. This will be the justification for Luke 19, verse 27, to take place. And you can be sure that the gathering of this wicked Jew seed into Palestine is all to the end that judgment can be pronounced upon them in the very place where they spilled the righteous blood of Jesus Christ. The head of the Jewish serpent race will be crushed in the very place where they attempted the death of Jesus Christ.
Okay, that would be fair, right? So in other words, what Dan Gehman is saying, with their attempt by the Rothschilds and the world Jewry to claim Palestine by pretending to be Israel, they will actually gather, at least some of them, will be gathering in Palestine for their own destruction. All right. But that would be the head of the snake, would it not? although would not be the financial head, because the financial head is in London. So something needs to happen in London as well, and also here in America, because their military wing is here in Washington, D.C. So these three centers of intrigue and power for the international Jew must be destroyed. Somebody figure out a way to get that done, folks. Somebody get, I would love to do that. I'm tired of waiting for the judgment day. I want to bring it in. All right, back to you, Michael.
So we can say that the religious wing is in probably in Italy, and the financial wing is in the city of London. And the military wing is in Washington, D.C.
Those are the three evil spirits, the three frogs in the book of Revelation. Okay, that's what that is. All right, back to you.
Thank you. So now we identify them, the three frogs in the book of Revelation, and that has never been heard in a Judeo-Christian church.
Okay. Yeah, they'll never talk about that. Yeah.
No. The entire book of Acts records the enmity waged between the Jews and the apostles, or seed of the women. Note, Acts 13, verses 10, wherein St. Paul called Elymas, a member of the serpent race, the child of the devil, and the enemy of all righteousness. As you read through the narratives of the remainder of the New Testament, you find St. Paul and other of the apostles and writers of the book of the New Testament in constant warfare with the Jews, who are the seed of the serpent. In fact, Revelation 2 verses 9 and 3 verses 9 calls the Jews the synagogue of Satan. Why were they called the synagogue of Satan? Because they were a seed of the serpent in this earth. The New Testament reveals two races and two religions, the seed of the woman and the true faith of Jesus Christ, and the seed of the serpent in this earth, the new and the true faith of Jesus Christ, and the seed of the serpent and the satanic teachings of the Jewish Talmud. When the Bible closes its record in Revelation, the seed of the serpent is a total enmity with the seed of the woman.
Amen. Amen. All right. So now, especially for the listeners on Speak Free Radio, who many of whom are not as familiar with the Bible as those of us on Eurofolk Radio, I want to totally confirm what you just read, Michael, because the Jews are the Antichrist collectively, the synagogue of Satan. What's a synagogue? It's a congregation, the ecclesia of Satan. That's who the Jews are. It's all the Jews collected together in the congregation. Now, I really get tired of hearing people say, well, there are some good Jews in this world. No, that Jew has simply not had the opportunity to stab you in the back. That Jew will eventually stab you in the back, because he takes its orders from the Rothschilds, from the synagogue of Satan. And in your local rabbi, okay? They may find you useful in the present era and make use of you as, for example, a nurse or a doctor or an ambulance driver or a vaccine manufacturer. They may find you useful and treat you well in the meantime, but if you ever turn against them, you will be persona non grata quick. You will be persona non grata quick. Here are the four verses that you must all memorize, and they're all in the epistles of John. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Okay, this is the last era. The final era before the judgment day. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahshua, or Jesus, as it's presented here, is the Messiah? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ, or Yahshua Messiah, is come in the flesh, folks, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. 2 John 1:7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So, question to you, Michael. Which ecclesia, which synagogue agrees 100% that Jesus Christ, Yahshua Messiah, is not the Messiah?
Yeah, it's the Jewish people. They're
all in. All of them. All of them. And you may read about some Jew that converted to Christianity, but they can't do it. They may be able to do it with words, but they can't do it in the spirit unless they don't have any Nephilim DNA floating around in their bodies. All right? Because there are so-called Jews who are actually Adamites who've been adopted by Jewish families and raised in the Jewish faith. But if you're raised in the Jewish faith, you're going to be behaving like an antichrist. The very, very few talk about brainwashing from cradle to grave. Judaism is cradle to grave brainwashing. That's what it is. All right. All right. Please continue.
And what I thought about also, because this is all something I found out, as you say, there are a lot of people that believe that, oh, they are good Jews. They always try to find those examples. But hey, then they can throw out their Bible, because it doesn't say there are any good devils. There's no good devils.
Right, there's no good devils, right?
Right? No, it's not. So, and then also we also have this argument that people say, oh, the man of perdition will come. Well, no, he's already here. It is in the Jewish people.
Yes. The devil is in their DNA.
Yeah. And I think that is also a part of this, you know, this scheme that the Jews have said that there is no devil. And then they believe that the devil, he is not here yet. So come on, nothing to worry about. But that was their trick.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Trickery. Telling believable lies, right? That is the essence of Judaism. Telling, and you have to understand that they've had 2,000 years of practice at fooling Christians into believing Jewish lies, all right? And that's the Masoretic text, which is the text that the King James Version is based on. It's full of Jewish distortions, redefinitions of words, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and Lily says Jesus means son of Zeus. That's just a, what do you call it? That's a coincidence. There's no way that the word Jesus has no meaning. You know, it was just created by the churches to transliterate the word Yahshua. Okay. However, the pagans believe that. Well, yeah, the pagan gods are anointed by Zeus. There's no doubt about that. Okay. All right. Back to you.
Okay. Let's continue. So as you follow the seed of the serpent through history, it was left a very vivid trail. For the past 19 and more centuries, this serpent race has attacked the foundations of every Christian state on this earth and has fought a relentless war with the seed of the woman. After 70 AD, when the Jews were defeated and banished from Jerusalem by the Roman armies under Titus, they divided into two groups, with the Sephardim moving along the coast of North Africa and on into Greece, Rome, and Spain and elsewhere. The Ashkenazim branch of Jewry moved north and settled throughout Asia Minor, Eastern Europe, and north between the Caucasus and the Volga into the present state of Russia. In the first centuries of the Christian era, the Jews were rapidly becoming the merchants, the tailors, traffickers, bankers, traders, and usury experts, as well as power behind the throne of many governments. Jewish control of the power of money was largely responsible for the suppressed economic conditions that had settled down over Europe and which resulted in the Dark Ages. When the Jews were expelled from the certain key areas of Europe, a rebirth of culture began, and the European Renaissance was on. And I have a comment here, Eli. He says that the Ashkenazim branch moved north, but the Ashkenazim branch, didn't they steam out from the Khazars? That was much later, up in the the Volga part.
Okay, so we've done several shows on the origin of the Khazars, the Ashkenazi Jews, and the Ashkenazi Jews are even worse than the Sephardic Jews, right? The Sephardic Jews actually did live in Palestine, but they're the descendants of the rabbis that executed our Messiah, right? And he has vowed vengeance against them, and that day is coming. But a lot of those rabbis, when they found out that the Khazars had converted to Judaism, a lot of these Sephardic rabbis moved up to Khazaria to instruct them in the Jewish religion, okay? So these primarily Hittite and other Canaanite, Edomite Jews mixed their blood with the Khazars, okay? So these Khazars, by and large, up by this time now, because it's 1,400 years ago, have the DNA of the Nephilim running through their veins. And they're actually even more evil than the Sephardic Jews because they have Mongolian blood too. Remember the Mongols? Right? So they're part Mongol, part Hittite, which is part Canaanite, Edomite, but also part Japhethite, which gives them some of them look white because they're part Japhethite. So that makes them even more tricky, even more difficult to tell. But what did Yahshua say? He said, by their fruits shall ye know them. All right? Just observe what they do, and that will reveal the truth to you. Back to you.
Yes, so but to my question, the Ashkenazim, did they stem from Palestine? Maybe I didn't hear.
No. Yeah, no, not at all. Only the rabbis. Only the rabbis that moved up from Canaan land.
So that probably is a correction to the article, that because he says that the Ashkenazi move up north from Palestine.
No, that's incorrect. Some of them did, right? The rabbis of Edom did, but the Khazars were always there. And they're, like I said, they're part Mongol. The possibility is that the Khazars also originated in Turkey. And Turkey in olden times is where the Hittite branch of the Canaanite people lived. But it's really hard to prove that. Some Turks are good people. They don't have Canaanite blood or Hittite blood. But others are pure evil because they have Hittite blood. All right. So I don't want to paint all of the residents of Turkey with a broad brush. But we can safely say that there's no such thing as an Ashkenazi Jew who is a good person. They will try their best to pretend to be one, but they're not.
They're not. And same with the Sephardim, but they are maybe not that wicked as the Ashkenazim, that are those Khazars that are.
Yeah.
They are truly horrible.
Yeah, they're a very warlike people. And they were defeated by the Russians at around 800 AD. But that did not eliminate the problem. They just moved from Khazaria, which, by the way, what's the headquarters of Ukraine? What's the town in Ukraine is their capital? Kiev. That was their headquarters. Kiev was their that's old Khazaria. And even what's his name? The head of the Jewish state. Right. He even admitted that is our ancient homeland, you know. So I mean, they admit these things. We who understand these things, you know, get the hint, right? And Netanyahu admitted that Khazaria is their ancient homeland, right? However, they made a detour into Poland and took possession of Poland with their money schemes and controlling the liquor industry and bribing officials for 1,000 years. They did that. They're still doing it even today. And that's where the Khazars went after they were defeated by the Russians. Okay. So you have to be able to trace their activities down through history to know who they are. And the churches don't do that. All right, back to you.
Yeah. So thank you very much for that correction.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So let's get continue then. So now it is vital that you remember that this Ashkenazim branch of Satanic seed, the Jews that moved north and west out of Palestine after 70 AD, made their way gradually into the vast area between the Caucasus and the Volga River. And this is the general geographic area out of which the Khazar Empire was spawned.
Very good. Very good.
And those they say Ashkenazim branch is the rabbis. So this is not the Ashkenazim branch. It is probably the Sephardim that is spreading.
That's right. And they taught Judaism to the Ashkenazim. By the way, Ashkenaz is a descendant of Japheth. There's no denying that. Okay. So that the Ashkenazi Jews take their name from Ashkenaz, a descendant of Japheth, but they learned Judaism. And what did Yahshua say? Your proselytes are twofold more the children of hell as yourselves. Got it?
Oh, yeah. So everybody do. Sorry, those Judeo-Christians. Not so good.
No, not so good. You have to know who you are and who they are and who they are not. Okay? They are not Israel. All right. Please continue.
Thank you. So, remember, it was from the Khazarian Empire which stretched from the Caspian to the Black Sea with its capital at Itil that the branch of the Ashkenazian Jews were to come. And they were composed of the Satanic seed of Canaanite, Edomite, Amalekite seed line together with other Mongol, Turkic racial affinities.
Amen.
Yep. So, the Khazar kingdom lasted from about 600 AD until 1016 AD, when it was conquered by the Slavs. That's why they hate the Slavs so much.
Oh, right. Yeah, because they got in their way. The Ashkenazi Jews will eliminate anybody that gets in their way. That's what's happening to the Ukrainian people today. That's what's happening.
From this time forth, the Khazar people who had embraced Judaism, the Talmud, and all the trappings of the Satanic seed, because they were indeed of this Canaanite Edomite line of Turco-Mongolian blood affinities, began to move into Poland and other areas of southern and eastern Europe. It was this branch of the serpent seed of the Jewish people that began to migrate en masse.
Oh, man. To America and Sweden.
No, that.
And Sweden, yeah. Masses of asses. Masses of Jewish asses. All right, back to you, sorry. Oh,
yeah, if you get rid of the M, you got asses.
That's right. Okay.
You have probably more of them than what I have here, but they're not
here. Oh, for sure. Yep.
To America in the late 18th and the early 20th century. For a detailed accounting of the Khazar kingdom, read The 13th Tribe, The Khazar Empire and Its Heritage by Arthur Koestler, A Random House, and The Iron Curtain of America by John Beauty, Chestnut Mountain Books, Barberville.
This is interesting because a Jewish author can get away with writing a book that exposes what Judaism and who the Jews really are, right? But he will get published by a mainstream publisher, Random House. Random House, by the way, was a Chicago publisher. I believe they still exist. They're more famous for publishing maps and geographical books. That's been their mainstay. But they're right outside of the suburbs of Chicago. I knew one of the editors. A book proofreaders was one of my customers. So I'm very familiar with Random House. And how in the world does a Jewish author get away with publishing a book exposing the fact that the Jews are not Israelites? That's the purpose of his book, to demonstrate that they're not Israel. Okay? But he didn't live much longer after he published that book, right? Now, in contrast, John Beatty and his book, The Iron Curtain Over America, basically had to self-publish his book. Whoever heard of Chestnut Mountain Books? Whoever heard of Barbersville, Virginia? Right? So they will allow a Jewish author to, you know, make a statement like that, but they won't like it, and they will probably eliminate him. Now another Chicago connection is Edwin Black. Edwin Black wrote a book about, it's called The Transfer Agreement. The Transfer Agreement demonstrates with copious proofs and documents that the Zionists supported the Nazis in sending Jews from Germany and other parts of Europe to Palestine, because the Zionists needed Jewish bodies to take the place of historical Palestinians. But the Jewish people did not want to leave Europe. You know, does a parasite, does a flea want to leave your head? It's nice and cozy warm and nestled in your head hair, right? Okay. The Jews did not want to leave Europe. So they exploited the Nazis and forced the Jews to leave, you know, with the Nazi program, right? But the first ships that went to Palestine flew both the Zionist flag and the Nazi flag. I think there is somebody in the chat room who can actually display the coin that commemorated that event. It's a two-sided coin, obviously. On one side, it has the Jewish flag. On the other side, it has the Nazi flag. This episode of history has been totally blacked out. And I'm amazed that Edwin Black, who is a Chicago Jew, hasn't been executed for writing that book. I'm amazed that he hasn't. Maybe his parents are too high up. But I know his parents were extremely upset with him for writing that book. Back to you. Yeah.
Yeah, they are like, I mean, upset.
Right?
The truth upset them so much. And the same also when you mentioned this with, as this, that wrote the Khazars about the, about the 13 tribe. Yeah, he was murdered by his tribemen for what he said. So that was been much more hurt him than the other one.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think, the transfer agreement, it's one, it, obviously it's not a bestseller. Okay. It's not a bestseller. And I think the Jews, depending on which Jew you offend, right? If you don't offend Sir Rothschild, you may be allowed to live, right? You know, the Chicago Jewish community is very, very powerful. The Jewish mob, you know, Bugsy Siegel, who created the Las Vegas casino industry, right? He's from Chicago. All kinds of Chicago Jewish mobsters, very powerful. The Jewish mob in Chicago is very, very powerful. All right, back to you.
And this other book by John, The Iron Curtain Over America. But he was not a Jewish man, I guess.
No, he's not Jew. No, he was an intelligence officer with the, I believe, the Canadian Army, something like that. Okay.
Okay. But yeah. I guess he lived anyway. He wasn't murdered for what he did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's an Ashkenazi. All right, thank you, Brother Haber. All right, we're having fun with this today, folks. All right, please continue.
You must read both of these books to complete the detailed history of the Khazar kingdom as the Jewish seed of the serpent moved forth from this kingdom to engulf Poland and other European states and moved throughout Europe and to America. And by the way, what I heard, is it true that I think Netanyahu is from descendant Ashkenazi Jew from Poland?
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah, Brother Nathaniel, the guy who makes all those anti-Jewish videos.
No, I think I've had the prime minister in Itzalai.
Netanyahu. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's an Ashkenaz. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I think he stems from Poland.
Yes, right.
So also remember that hashtag 7014 in Strong's Concordance tell us that the Canaanites were an Oriental tribe, and so were the Khazars.
Right. Well, Oriental meaning they came from Babylon. All right. There's an episode. I don't think it's in scripture, but it certainly is for sure in Josephus's works that in the days that Yahshua walked the earth, first of all, Herod assassinated the entire Judahite Sanhedrin and replaced them with his cronies. He kept a couple of traitorous Judahites alive, and those are the some of the Sanhedrin that are mentioned in the New Testament. But the vast majority were replaced by Jews, by Edomite Jews, okay? And so what we see happening there is the program of Judaism began to be pronounced. And Josephus tells us that these are Edomite Jews. He tells us plain out that they're Edomite Jews, okay? That's why you never hear any mainstream discussion of Josephus, except to say that that Josephus himself was a Jew, which he was not. He was a Judahite. There's a difference between a Jew and a Judahite. So to the extent that the Jews originated in Babylon, they are Oriental, okay? But that's not very far from Palestine, right? But that is where the Babylonian Talmud comes from, right? It is an Oriental philosophy as far as we're concerned, and it's an alien philosophy. That is, Talmudic Judaism is as alien as it can possibly be to the white race. Back to you.
Yeah. So, in truth, the serpent seed of the Jews of today are a mixture of many peoples. First, the Canaanite, then the Edomite, Amalekites, Mongols, Huns, and Turks.
Actually, the Huns are good people. They were white. The Huns are white. You go to Hungary, all you run across is blue-eyed blondes and a few redheads. The Huns are a part of the Scythian nation, but they may have actually also been part of the Japhetic bloodline, but they were not part of the Jewish bloodline. Okay. So I would disagree with him about the Huns. I think Pastor Steve and I did a several-part series on the origin of the Huns and Magyars. Mm-hmm. All right, back to you.
They have indeed become the most vile satanic seed ever to exist upon this earth.
Amen.
You merely have to familiarize yourself with their Talmud and other Kabbalistic writings and their reckoning of Christian culture for the past 6,000 years to really understand what the Jews have done to us. This perfidious race of parasites, this vampire race of satanic seed, has caused rivers of white Christian blood to flow throughout Europe and all over the world. This satanic seed line of merchants, bankers, media masters, and mafia criminals have initiated every major war in this century and have kept the white Christian nations of the seed of the woman in constant war with each other.
Okay. Why this? Yeah. God's chosen people? Which God? That is a question.
Little God. That's
yeah, right.
Lucifer.
There was a Jew who wrote a book called Children of a Lesser God. Right? That's who they are. They are the children of a lesser God. They're not the children of Yahweh.
All right. Oh, I guess he was very popular after he wrote that book.
Yeah, right. I think, the name of the author just flashed through my mind, but I couldn't grab it. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, thank you. And now they want to, because now they're trying also to put in a diversion between the Christians and the Arabs and the Muslims right. Now. So the Christians will fight the Muslims, the Arabs, right. Instead of if we just united and kick out the Jews, well, it right. would be much better.
Yeah, it would be so easy for us to do if we could unite to do that. But they're such experts at dividing our people into various, categories, like male versus female, liberal versus conservative, but most conservatives are actually liberals in disguise, right? And then what's amazing, homosexuals versus heterosexuals, transsexuals versus what do they call binary versus monary, whatever the terminology is. They're constantly inventing new categories by which to divide our people against each other. The Jews don't fall for this stuff. They're the ones who create this stuff. All right, back to you.
Exactly. They don't give a damn about this.
That's right. The vast majority of Jews are homosexuals, but Christians don't know that. Yeah. The Talmud permits homosexuality.
Yeah, I cannot
understand. And sex with children.
Hello? Yeah, but that's so predominant in the world today. And yes. That is something I've spoke with people. If you talk to an atheist, he's very good to criticize the Bible. But then I said, yeah, you're very good to criticizing the Bible. Whom? Why don't you criticize the Talmud? Why don't
That's right.
you having sex with children? Why don't you do that? And they just look at you.
Yeah, right. We're that blank stare zombie. Right? There are zombies when it comes
yeah,
to
that's
the Jewish
zombies
question.
For me. This is zombies. This other one, they say that would turn on zombies. I don't know if I believe that. I think that is just a plot.
Yeah. Well, they're predicting the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, folks.
Yeah, we all going to see it.
It's already here. Okay.
Okay, sorry for you. I'm missing maybe the points. Let's continue.
No, on track. I'm so overjoyed that the sound is clear that I'm happy, happy, happy. All right. Oh, but actually, I meant to say, in this context of how evil the Jews are, this perfidious race of parasites, this vampire race of satanic seed, has caused rivers of white Christian blood to flow throughout Europe and all over the world. And one of the most common questions I get is, why does this all-loving God named Yahweh, and he loves his people, don't make no mistake about that. There's no evidence in Scripture that he loves all other races. He tolerates them. He more than likely created their DNA and their genome. But that does not mean that he cherishes them as he cherishes us. If you read the Bible, he only has this type of love. This is filial love, folks. When he breathed the breath of life into Adam and informed Eve to be his sidekick, that word rib is a false translation. That's his side. That word means side. It's only translated as rib in that one occasion. I don't know why the King James translators had to mess with that word. But anyway, what it means, a perfect complement, a perfect female complement for Adam. That's what that word really means. Okay. Anyway, so why are the Jews permitted to exist by Yahweh? Okay. Why? Because when Lucifer rebelled with one third of his angels, that is organic rebellion. And I was reminded of on my show on Friday night on Yahweh's Covenant People, which was about health and how the immune system works. And the immune system is designed to save all organs of your body. All right, what's the Jewish method of doctoring? Is when in doubt, cut it out, right? Well, they realized when they started cutting people's tonsils out, that was part of the immune system. You can't just cut out the immune system of your body. Who is the immune system of the world? It is the white race. We are the white blood cells that are designed to eradicate the invading organism, which is the perfidious Jew. Okay? Because the universe is an organic whole. You can't just cut out one third of the body and expect the body to survive. Okay? How about if you cut out your heart? Will you continue to live? No. The infection has to be cured by the immune system. And we, the white race, are that immune system. Back to you, Michael.
Yeah, and I think that is why, I mean, Yahweh has, this is for me, I don't know. This world is like a test. It's a test for us. So he uses this word for a test for us to see his children, because one third of the angels fell when Satan rebelled. And then he probably also need to know, okay, will you be faithful by me? So he uses this also like he gave everybody a fair opportunity to show sin.
Right. Yeah. So, plus that's a test for us. Right? Because we are expected to obey his laws.
Yes.
The rest of the world, Yahweh doesn't care whether the rest of the world obeys. I mean, the world would be a better place if they do, right? But the Jews aren't trying to destroy those other races. They're only trying to destroy us because they know that we are that white blood cell immune system. And if they can destroy Yahweh's immune system, they can destroy us. Okay? They know that. And that's how this is called what's it called in medicine? An autoimmune disease. Judaism creates an autoimmune disease in our race, meaning that the immune system attacks its own body, right? White people attacking each other. And that's what is implied when Pastor Gaiman talked about arranging wars between white nations. It's autoimmune disease instigated by the perfidious Jew, the parasite, as he correctly calls them. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very, very true. They are very, they're perfidious.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to log into Telegram. I had so much trouble getting Speak Free Radio and the StreamYard program to work. It only started working with a half a minute of showtime. And so I just didn't have time to log into Telegram, but I will definitely do that for Voice of Christian Israel. All right. Please continue. Angry Anglo, right? Yeah, we're all angry Anglos. All right.
So, while the satanic seed of the serpent sit in their counting houses, counting the billions made from World War I, World War II, and now contemplate World War III, this my dead white Christian people, he said dead, indeed.
Yeah, right.
Is the reason why every Christian man and woman of the seed of woman must know and understand this satanic seed line and what they have done and are continuing to do upon this earth.
It's not good enough to realize that Jews are evil. You have to understand their true origin in the rebellion of Lucifer and the parasitic race that the devil has instigated on this planet to destroy us. The average Christian has no idea that the Jews mean to destroy that Christian. By falsely believing that a Jew is one of God's chosen people, that's they've been inoculated, right? They've been inoculated against the parasite. The parasite has free reign over that Christian now. By believing that lie, you drop your guard and you allow yourself to be inoculated with Jewish parasitic ideas. And ultimately, if you race mix with them, you get inoculated with their satanic bloodline. All right. This is the essence of two seed line, folks. Back to you.
Yes, and they will, by that way, you have also gone down this sin that Yahweh forbids.
That's right.
That is kind after kind. And that's his commandment that so few of our people is following today. Look at our women today, because they are more prone to it than what the men are.
Right. Well, they're capable of being raped. It's very difficult to rape a man unless you do it homosexually, right? Right. That's about the only way. But they've created the homosexual movement. They've created feminism. All those are Jewish instigated movements to help destroy our race.
Yeah, it is. And that also have killed our birth rate, the feminist movement, because now the women all only chases for the top level. They think top 20%. So 80% of the women chasing the 20% of the men. So the other one is left out.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. And that's what feminists do. They, if they're not homosexuals, if they're not feminists, what's the word? Lesbians. If they're not lesbians as well as feminists, if they're still looking for a man to fulfill the emptiness in their lives, because the maternal instinct still goes strong. Well, a lot of women turn against feminism when the maternal instinct kicks in. Oh, I'm 45 years old and I only have about 300 eggs left to have a baby. Oh, well, no, the feminist movement says, oh, no, we've got some eggs and sperm on ice. We'll just implant one in your womb and you can deliver a Jewish baby. Right. All right. That's how they do it, folks. I mean, they've got every angle covered. And whatever escape route a white person chooses to get out of the matrix, they will have another sidelight for you to get involved in and get sucked in. You can't get out of the matrix unless you understand who and what the Jews really are. It's not enough to just think of them as evil people, because those who think they're just evil people are trying to convert Jews. Michael, let me ask you a question. How many millennia has the Catholic Church been trying to convert Jews?
Oh, they've been trying since their instigation of the Catholic Church, but they never succeed with one.
Right. Maybe one or two who was actually a white person adopted by a Jew. You can count on your one hand the number of sincere conversions of Jews to Christianity, which doesn't mean anything anyway, because Christianity is just as bad as Judaism. Judeo-Christianity is just as bad as Judaism. So that's not going to get you anywhere, okay? So we have to understand who and what their origin is, and their origin is in Nephilim DNA. When Nahash impregnated Eve, and that's what this is all about, that's what happened in Genesis 3, okay, and produced Cain, the satanic seed line was that at that occasion produced. That's all you need to know, all right? You accept that as a fact, then you understand what Jews are. Back to you.
Yeah, and as you say, if people just believe they are bad people, and as you say, then they will try to convert them. They are throwing out the teachings of Jesus Christ, of Yeshua Messiah.
Right, yeah. And that is how the Jews want us to interpret the New Testament, namely the Pharisees. Well, those were just bad Jews. Those were bad Jews that put Messiah to death. The good Jews are the ones that I know personally, right? That's the logic of the average modern Judeo. And no, they're all bad. Some of them just are good at pretending to be good, right? The difference there, folks, is there's no such thing as a Judahite Jew, okay? They're either Edomites or Judahites in the New Testament. They're one of those two. So you have some good Judahites, because a lot of them actually participated in the execution of Christ, as the New Testament amply proves. But the vast majority, the Pharisees, were these Edomite Jews who happened to import high priests from Babylon into Judea in the days that Yahshua walked the earth. See, the bloodline of the Judahite priesthood, going through the Kohens and the Levites, was no longer operative when Yahshua, sacrificed himself for us. The ritual sacrifice of the lamb every year is no longer required for the redemption of sins. He washed away our old sins, not all sins, just our old sins. And therefore, the Levitical priesthood no longer needed to exist. Well, the Pharisees filled the gap. They took the place of the Levitical priesthood, pretending to be Levites, right? And the average Christian falsely believes that, that there was a time when the Levites, even in the days that Yahshua walked the earth, there were still some Levites walking around, but the Levitical priesthood was effectively disbanded by Herod, destroyed by Herod. So there may have been two or three real Levites walking around that just slipped through the cracks of the assassination attempt by Herod, but they're of no effect. Just like all Judeo-Christian ministers today are of no effect. They're not teaching anything worth listening to. Right, back to you.
Exactly. So let's continue then. So the satanic seed of the serpent of Genesis 3:15, now identified as international Jewry, is the most highly organized race of people on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give them that, because they stick together like glue.
And they've got the money to pay people to be loyal. Loyal for a fee.
Yeah. The Jews have organized everything into some type of organization, and they control most of nearly all of the organization in existence. The Jews control the blacks through the NAACP. They control our foreign policy through the CFR. They control the Protestant Christianity through the National and World Council of Churches. and through the National Conference of Christian and Jews. They control the Catholic Church by infiltrating the policy-making position of power. They control large segments of American through the Masonic lodges. They control both the Republican and Democratic parties. In short, Jews control nearly every major organization in existence, and thus direct destiny of the blacks, both left and right-wing social, political, and religious organizations, as well as all the national media industry.
He's just a conspiracy theorist. He can't believe that. Right? Well, the CIA invented that term, conspiracy theorist, as a derogatory term, and it has worked very well. So we cannot proceed without embracing, okay, yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Prove me wrong.
And then they will only, I don't know, because I've said that to someone I discussed with one time, that word was developed by the CIA after the murder of JFK. And then the only argument I got back was, oh, that's some typical things that you would say. So, you know, they are, you can't, so they, the one that won't listen, they will never, ever listen.
Right.
It's impossible. They are dead. They are spiritually dead. You can't shake them to alive. They are so dead.
Yeah, there are so many Jewish scams operating right now that our heads are spinning. You don't know which way to turn. Everywhere you turn is another Jewish scam. Just like this October 3rd, 4th, and 5th alert. Right? Don't buy it, folks. Don't buy it. It's, anything is controlled by the Jews, which is AI, artificial intelligence. Don't buy it. Don't buy into it. It's time for our people to opt out of all things Jewish, period. That's the simplest thing we can do. Right now, that's about the only way we can fight back. But boycotting their businesses is next. So opt out and then boycott everything the Jews do. Just boycott it, period. All right? That will slowly erode their power. All right? Please continue.
Do you want to read some pages?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is good stuff, folks. All right. So you left off at Jews have a highly developed
organizations on page. The right. Jews have a highly developed network of organizations.
Okay. Through which they exercise total control over all Jews. And that's very important. Even the renegade Jews who try to opt out of the Jewish power structure never successfully do it because the Jews know exactly where they live. And if they go too far in being a remonstrant Jew, that is a Jew who, for whatever reason, sometimes it's just a matter of jealousy or some his Jewish boss didn't pay him, right? Or he got rejected by a Jewish organization because he wasn't good enough for them. There's a million reasons why certain Jews will turn against the Jewish establishment, okay? So they keep tabs on these Jews. And if they go too far, they will be eliminated, okay? Period. All right. Which means they do exercise total control over all Jews the world over. Some of the more well-known Jewish organizations would be the B'nai B'rith, the American Jewish Congress, and the Anti-Defamation League, which is really the Anglo-Defamation League because their business is to defame Anglos, which operates as a secret Jewish police squad throughout America and the world. Every country that has Jews have one of these Jewish secret societies, which is nothing but a spy organization. You probably have one in Sweden, right?
Yeah, but they're not called ADL. They're called, now let's see if I said it correct, Expo.
Expo?
Yeah, Expo. Expo. It's, I can write in the chat room how it's spelled. But, okay. it's Jewish run by, you know, Ashberg, the one that...
Okay.
The Red Bank, his Olaf Ashberg, and then his grandchildren, Robert Ashberg, is running it.
Yeah, that reminds me of a joke, which I'm making up right now. We talked about masses of Jewish ashes. Asses. I just gave the joke away. Masses of Jewish asses, right? Well, soon we're going to have masses of Jewish ashes. Ashberg. He's the number one ash Jew. Okay, so and it's the organization is called Expo?
Expo.
EXP. Expo. Okay. All right. So let's continue. This super secret organization is controlled by an international course of the Kahillah. These 300 Jews in reality chart the financial, political, social, and religious program of the most of the nations of the world, and they do it with 1, unlimited money, 2, the control of all propaganda, and 3, highly complex organizations. And I would add number 4, AI, artificial intelligence. Continuing. The Jewish Kahillah is the international Jewish network that governs the political destiny of most of the world. At the top of this satanic organization sits one man known as the King of the Jews, who is a worldwide leader of world Jewry. He's also known as the Exilarch because, well, I think that title may have been eliminated because they took control of Palestine. So that meaning the Jewish power structure in exile from Jerusalem. So they may have eliminated that title, but I'm sure there's always a Jew occupying that seat in any case. All right. So his sitting under the King of the Jews for both the Eastern and Western hemisphere is called a sponsor. So they divide the world up into the two hemispheres. Under each of these two sponsors sit 7 Jews called arch censors. The first echelon is called the 7th degree of the Kahillah, and the Freemasons are organized under these 7 organizations as well. Each of these know their leader and each other. Each of these 7 have another 7 under them, comprising a total of 49 satanic Jews. These are called minister and make up the 6th degree of the Kahillah. Each of these 49 satanic seed line of Satan have 7 men under him called herald, making the 5th degree. Each of these 343 Jews have 7 Jews under him called courtiers, making 2,401 in the 4th degree. The principle of 7 is carried all the way to the 1st degree. The 3rd degree echelon is called scrivener. The 2nd degree is called auditor. And the 1st degree is the 7th echelon called a mute. And you know, the average Jew is very much silent about the secret organizations of Jewry. They will never speak about any of this stuff publicly because the Christians are not supposed to know any of this. Okay? So thank you, Pastor Dan Gaiman, for revealing all of this. Let's continue. The Kahillah is so super secret that beyond the initial prince of the East or West, the sponsor who knows the 7 Jews under him, none of the rest of the Kahillah members know who the others are. With this super secret, highly organized network of Jews, this powerful Kahillah can communicate worldwide policies with a very minimum effort, just the push of a button, right, sending an email. Each of these Eastern and Western divisions of the Kahillah command about 1 million Jews. Each man merely calls the 7 men below him. In a matter of minutes, the entire worldwide Jewish Kahillah is moving forth to do whatever is needed at any given time to enhance the serpent seed on the earth. Strikes, revolution, student riots, welfare riots, or just about any given act that will increase their concentration of money control, propaganda control, and the political and social domination of the seed of the woman, which is us, which Christian Israel nations of this earth. The basic policies of the Kahillah are outlined in the format of the Jewish domination of this world and are called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And you know, I've done shows about the protocols. I know I did several with Andy. Did you and I do protocols, Michael?
Yeah, we also have done it. We did it by the basis of using then also Henry Ford's book.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. We did it from Henry Ford's book. Very good. And we also came up with evidence, you know, because the Jews said the protocols are a forgery. And there was a court case in Switzerland which verified that that they're a forgery. However, that ruling was overturned by a higher judge and saying, you know, no, they're not a forgery, folks. That's a legal case in Switzerland. They are not a forgery, folks. Not a forgery. Let's continue. This document sets forth the basic policy of the Kahila, and anyone can readily see how history has moved forth during this century to fulfill the policies of these Jewish protocols. You will note that protocol number 3 is introduced with reference to the Jewish symbolic snake, representing political Zionism and its Judaism counterpart. The head of this satanic snake was to represent those who were initiated into the very head or top positions of world Jewry, with the body of the snake, not aware of the vile direction that the world Jewry was moving in. It is very interesting to note that the Jews themselves selected the serpent as their symbol. Good Bible students will not be taken by surprise, because they know, as do the Jews themselves, that the Jew is the seed of the serpent, and they trace their beginning back to a Bible character named Cain. Dr. Abba Hillel Silver, a well-known Jew, when writing in the Jewish publication Liberal Judaism, January 1949, about the newly created state of Israel, declared, quote, and are you ready for this, folks? For the curse of Cain, the curse of being an outcast and a wanderer over the face of the earth, has been removed, unquote. I would say only temporarily so. Let's continue.
Any lie. I just want to read forgery, and the definition of forgery is something that says like this, something that has been forged, especially a document that has been copied or look like original.
Right. And translated from the Jewish Hebrew, which is Yiddish, into first Russian, because it was a Russian monk, Sergei, can't think of his last name, Sergei, and translated into Russian, from which it was translated into other languages, right? And that court case in Switzerland proved that it was not a forgery. That is an original document, right? A true document. And it was from the minutes of the 1896 Basel, Switzerland World Zionist Congress. That's where that document came from. Okay. And you know, just reading it, what Christian, what Arab could even make claims that we can control all these things? Right. And the Jews do control all these things. Right. That alone proves that it's an original. Right. But it's one of those slips. Somebody slipped it. Probably a Jew got paid big bucks to leak the document. Right. And Sergo Milus, I believe was his last name. Sergei Milus, a Russian monk, translated it into Russian, and somebody, I don't know who translated it into English. But yeah, that is the exact fact. Thank you. All right, so let's continue. Yeah, and they know they're Edomite Canaanites. They know who they are. But the world must be convinced of other things, namely that, we Jews, we're God's chosen people. Is it any wonder that the Jews have plundered and wrecked white Christian civilization for the past 6,000 years, when most Christian people do not even understand who their enemy is or where he came from? Genesis 3:15 is intended to arm the Christian with this knowledge. There is no excuse for the truth, Christian who has eyes to see and ears to hear. To not know his enemy and to understand where he came from, the Jew is that satanic seed of the serpent and the bloody trial that he has left in history as he wages a relentless war against the seed of the woman has been stamped and written in blood in every generation for the past 6,000 years of history. And I would simply remind every Christian and non-Christian alike listening that it wasn't until the Jews hit upon the idea of hiring Schofield to put his notes into the King James Version and convince Christians that the Jews are God's chosen people. That's the only purpose that the Schofield Reference Bible has. There are some true statements made by Schofield in that Bible. However, every true statement a Jew or a Jew agent makes is only designed to suck you in even deeper into what it was who was the woman who ate pills and became large and then small, you know.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland.
Right? Alice Wonderland.
Yeah. Okay, that's just another pill for Alice to swallow. Right? What does this pill do? Oh, go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. Okay, who do you think runs the pharma, both legal and illegal, right? It's the Jew. No doubt about
and,
it.
And that commentary also, as I said here, I talk about something. This is, again, what is so true. We can also find secular guidance here, what you say, because this is from the Art of War. Teaches that if you know both yourself and your enemy, you will win every battle. If you know yourself but not your enemy, you will suffer one defeat for each victory. And if you know either yourself nor your enemy, you will suffer defeat every time.
That's right. You have to know who both are to have a proper gauge of military action. This is what this is, folks. It's a war. It's a blood war. As he said, rivers of blood, especially Christian blood, have been shed in this, well, this declared enmity, the hatred between these two bloodlines. How can you ignore this hatred? Right? And Judeo-Christians simply blithely run around the world thinking everything is fine until they get stabbed in the back by either a Jew or a Jew agent, right? It will inevitably come and bite you in the butt, Christian. It will come and bite you. Okay. So he continues, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, together with the Talmud and other Jewish Kabbalistic writings, form the foundation for both Zionism and Judaism. The Talmud is one of the most vile, anti-Christian, satanic books ever written. It consists of 63 volumes of filth and gutter talk and is directed against Jesus Christ and the Christian faith. The Talmud, and not the Old Testament, forms the foundations for political Zionism and Judaism. Zionism is the political expression of religious Judaism, and both are hatched out of the most vile satanic mind that ever walked this earth. Satan himself in the form of a shining angel of light. Now here, I'm reminded of an image from the movie Alien, right? Which Sigourney Weaver was the female heroine of that movie. But there's a scene where the aliens hatchlings, the alien and hatchlings are popping out of their pods, right? This is how evil and vile the Jews really are. And that alien has only one thing in mind, is to eat us. To eat us. That's what that alien has in mind. It has no conscience. It has no sympathy for the prey that it's feasting on. And believe me, all of you white people, you are the prey. So whenever you think of a Jew, think of that alien getting ready to gobble you up, right? And the only thing that prevented Sigourney Weaver, I have no idea what her character's name was, from gobbling her up was she had this spacesuit on with a nice solid piece of Mylar protecting her face from the alien. And then she produced some kind of weapon to disable the alien, right? So this is what we have to do. This is how evil they are, folks. That's how evil they are. Let's continue. Now, the historical and biblical record of both the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman would comprise a large volume of many hundreds of pages. That's what the Bible is, folks. This short exposé is only intended to be a primer for further research on your part. For this reason, a bibliography of books dealing with both the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman is being provided in this study. You should very carefully read and study all of these books. If you do not own or cannot afford to purchase these books, you should work with your group and make a concerted effort to purchase these books. You should work with your group and make a concerted effort to engage other people in the study of this information and thus make it less expensive. Well, back to my book, The Great Impersonation, How the Antichrist Has Deceived the Whole World. My original publication, which was released in 2003, had a very extensive list of books that I referenced in compiling all the data for The Great Impersonation. But this recent fourth edition, that list has shrunk down to maybe only a couple of dozen, because most of these publishers have gone out of business. the Jews have bought up virtually every publisher that has produced Christian identity books, and they bought up every publisher that produces the Bible. Okay, and they're constantly changing the wording of the Bible to suck people in, and so they won't learn the two seed line message very easily from the Bible. It's hard enough to get that message. You really have to read it carefully to get that message. And that's what my book, The Great Impersonation, reveals. It reveals the documentation in the scriptures of the two seed lines, the seed line of Cain from Genesis 4 and the seed line of Seth also from Genesis 4 for that man, Genesis 5. So unless you know that this enmity between these two seed lines exists and it's written and documented in the Bible, then you won't understand the Bible, okay? So do your best. By the way, Christmas is coming up. Pre-order your copy of The Great Impersonation from Dave, and the link's at our page. Just copy the link of the publication, and please give it to your friends and relatives. They need to know this message. So let me finish this paragraph, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah.
Okay. You must arm yourself with knowledge. Knowledge is power, and the Jew does not want white Christians, the seed of the woman, white Christian Israel, to be armed with this knowledge. You are therefore encouraged to study to show yourself approved before your God, which is Yahweh. Know who you are and know who your enemy is. Know God's plan for the seed of the woman and God's plan for the seed of the serpent. Again, this is an autoimmune disease. The white race is the white blood cell of Yahweh's body, of Yahshua's body, okay? When your body gets infected with a disease, the white blood cells are triggered to come out and destroy the parasite. That's what we're designed to do. However, in an autoimmune disease, which is called Judaism, that autoimmune disease causes the body's white blood cells to attack its own body instead of the invader. That's what an autoimmune disease is, folks. The white Christian body has an autoimmune disease, and it's called Judaism, also called Judeo-Christianity. Anything infected with Judaism is evil, and we have to act accordingly. And that's what the parable of the wheat and the tares is all about. The parable of the wheat and the tares, where Yahshua said, well, the disciples asked, what is this parable about the tares? Who are these tares? And Yahshua answered them and said, well, an enemy has done it. Who planted the tares among the wheat? And he said, an enemy did that. What enemy? Nakash. In Genesis 3:15, he's the one who planted the seed. But he says, now remember, folks, and all those of you who believe they're going to be raptured away from all of this trouble, no, you're not. He says very clearly, the parasite, the tares, will be gathered, bundled, and burned. Only after that will the seed of the woman be gathered and be into the wedding feast of the Lamb and then enter the kingdom. Okay? There's not going to be any rapture. We are going to witness the seed of the serpent being bundled and burned, folks. We're going to witness that. Let's continue. All right. Know who you are. And whose you are, thank you, Brother Hebert, and know who your enemy is. Know Yahweh's plan for the seed of the woman and Yahweh's plan for the seed of the serpent. Your Elohim is in control of both, but many millions of your race have perished. Why? Because we are the white blood cells of the kingdom, and most of these white blood cells, we are overworked. Let me put it this way, Michael. We are overworked. There's so many evil seed floating around in the body of Christ, the body of Messiah, that we are overwhelmed. But we're hanging in there, folks. We're hanging in there. In that river of white Christian blood, which has flowed through 6,000 years of history because they lived in ignorance and believed the lies of the Jews. Don't you add to that river of white Christian blood by believing the lie that the serpent did not beget seed through the woman Eve. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Back to you, Michael.
Thank you very much. So, okay. And that's a very good, I think it's very, he makes some very good points here also, as I said, is that people that live in ignorance, well, often they will end up dead. They will somehow end up in some kind of the Jewish scams, because as I said, wherever you turn your head, you will find a Jewish scam. Wherever you look, you will have medicine, you will have the pharma, you will have the military complex, you will have race mixing, what a sodomy. Somewhere, wherever you look, you will be trapped in it.
Yes.
You need to have your new radar on. So now, for those who may feel that the two seed lines, that of the serpent and that of the woman, Eve, cannot be valid because it is a teaching that is preserved in the mystery religions of Babylon. Please take note. The mystery religions of ancient Babylon have taken nearly every Bible truth, including that of the seed lines, and have corrupted this truth to fit their own particular purposes. If you would reject the teachings that Satan produced offsprings, if you deny the literal announcements of your God in Genesis 3:15, simply because it is something that is found in the ancient religions of Babylon, then you must also reject such fundamental truth as the virgin birth, the resurrection and Godhead, astronomy, the holy laws of God, and numerous other sound Bible truth. Because all of these and more have been borrowed and perverted, distorted, and corrupted by the ancient religions of Babylon. And I also thought about that when you spoke about the rapture, Eli. Again, maybe I'm repeating myself. Those also that said that they want to saving souls. They want to, that all is about saving souls. Well, it is protection here and now. It is not about the afterlife. It is only here and now.
That's right. Salvation, the word salvation. There are only two instances of the word salvation or save in the Bible that actually can be construed to refer to the afterlife. All the rest are simply about being rescued from your current circumstances.
Yeah, that is what the law is all about. They're about now. We getting away from pain and sufferings now in this life.
Right. Yeah. So, which is bad enough. Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah, bad enough. Enemies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, that's one of the lies of the Scofield Reference Bible, the rapture. What Scofield actually mentions a couple of times, I think he does a couple of times mentions the rumor. He doesn't actually prolong the argument, but mentions the fact that some of the lost tribes may still exist, right? And other Jews have said that, but not that he's Jewish, but he was hired by the Jews, by the Rothschilds. And, so he does make some accurate statement, but again, a Jew or a Jew agent will only speak the truth in order to ingratiate himself with you, like a good con artist always does, right? Judaism is con artistry, that con artistry par excellence. And we have to have our Judar, our Jewish radar, operating at all times to sniff out their scams. Back to you.
Yeah, and this is like this good old gangsters. You have to do something to impress the other gangsters, so you are part of the game, part of the crew.
Right.
And often they then start to divert away, and they are or they are just federals, or in cases here in Sweden could be agents from the police or from the military intelligence.
Right. Okay. And I just want to make a quick announcement for those of you that have logged into StreamYard and want to ask questions. I won't be able to do that today. I think my hotspot, which is the device I use to get on the internet, is being overloaded by too much data flow. And I'm minimizing everything I possibly can to avoid it. I'm going to probably just trade this one in for a new one, and hopefully the new one works better than this one. Okay. So next week, next week we'll try to take call-ins, okay, because I always love taking call-ins. All right, so but let's continue and get this article on the record, because everybody knows needs to know about this. The two seeds of Genesis 3:15, fantastic Christian identity document. Very little is better in terms of summarizing Genesis 3:15 and its results in the world today and its effects in the world today. All right, please continue.
So the two seed lines, the teaching that the serpent did father seed in varying forms, is like many other Bible truth in inculcated into these pagan religions. This does not lessen the truth of what the Bible says about the seed lines or any other Bible truth that has been borrowed by the pagan religions. Don't be fooled into discarding from your Bible knowledge one of the most fundamental and essential truths of all times, that of the two seed lines announced by God, confirmed by the Holy Bible, and substantiated by 6,000 years of precious white Christian blood that has been spilled by the race of devils that descended from the biblical character called Cain. Remember, Jesus Christ, according to two eyewitnesses, St. Matthew and St. John, identified the Jewish Pharisees of his days as having descended from Cain by way of Satan.
Amen. Perhaps, that's John chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 23.
Perhaps another point which might enhance your understanding of Genesis 3:15 is a more detailed study of Satan, who was that old serpent called the devil in scripture. Please keep in mind that Satan, standing in the garden as an angel of light, was the only other creature on earth who knew the difference between the knowledge of good and evil. Also keep in mind that this satanic angel of darkness was not classified in the realm of ordinary angels as a part of the order of archangels. Satan had powers and attributes that other angels did not have. He did not have the power of creation, but he did have the power of procreation. Please keep this in mind when reading your Bible. Genesis 3, in your conjunction with this study, please read the book of Enoch, bracket, quoted by Jude in the New Testament, and a bracket, edited as Enoch by R.H. Charles, D.L.I.T., D.D., and published by the Oxford Clarendon Press, 1912. This is available from most Kingdom bookstores. You will be surprised to find out what Enoch has to say about many subjects, including the power of the angels who left their first estate, and especially the archangels. Remember that Enoch was accepted as scripture by the early church fathers. For those of you who might wonder what others have said about the seed of the serpent, Genesis 3:15, especially the early church fathers, the following quotations from Ignatius, bracket, who wrote several epistles and who lived AD 30 to 107, and a bracket, had the following words to say in various of his epistles. The following quotations may all be found in the Nicene Fathers, Volume 1, V.M. B. Erdman's Publishing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, containing the writings of the Fathers down to A.D. 325. Quote, flee, therefore, those evil offshoots, bracket, of Satan, and a bracket, which produce death-bearing fruit. Oh, yeah, they do.
Yep.
These men are not the planting of the Father, but are an accused brood. And says the Lord, let every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted be rooted up. For if they had been branches of the Father, they would not have been enemies of the cross of glory. But now, by denying the cross and being ashamed of the passion, they cover the transgressions of the Jews, these fighters against God, these murders of the Lord, for it were too little to style them merely murderers of the prophets. Keep yourself, then, from those evil plants which Jesus Christ does not tend, but that wild beast, the destroyer of men, because they are not the planting of the fathers, the seed of the wicked one. End of quote.
Amen and amen. Okay. The truth of the matter is that the early church fathers agreed with two seed line. Okay.
They did.
Yeah.
I guess also that was why Christians didn't have anything to do with Jews.
That's right. For 2,000 years, Christians were admonished not to have anything to do with Jews except for commercial activities. That's why the Jews were confined to ghettos. And Jews who did not go back to the ghetto before sundown were liable to, well, let's put it this way, they could be plundered and murdered by anybody outside of the ghetto. So they had to get back to their ghetto, their hive, as it were, before sundown, or otherwise they might not survive the night. That was how they dealt with it. But the Christians did not have, how should I put it, bloodlust for killing Jews wantonly, because we are not that type of people. Jews are, but we are not. And that would have gotten rid of the problem. But the Christians didn't have what the heart to murder wantonly like the Jews do. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also why we didn't obey Yahweh when he said we should exterminate them. We didn't obey.
Then we didn't obey, right? Plus, the Catholic Church was trying to convert them. Okay, because the Catholic Church, you know, makes money on donations. Right? Fat chance getting a decent donation from a Jew, right? Paying through the nose as they do. All right. Please continue.
Yeah, we have the example from Spain, the Marano Jews that hide. They said they were Christians, but no, they hide.
Right, they hide.
So that was one example. They would rather be, they were so tortured by taking to the water, getting some water upon them. So they.
Right, oh, there you go. Yeah, like the wicked witch, they sprinkle water on them, they dissolve. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Take that.
Okay, sorry for I'm diverting. You will find upon careful examination that the literal truth of Genesis 3:15 has been a solid building block in the foundation of Christian theology. From the writings of the Old Testament, the teaching of Jesus Christ himself, the apostles after him, and by the early church fathers during the first centuries AD, the truth of Genesis 3:15 cannot be spiritualized away by the ignorance of man. For nearly 6,000 years, the very presence of both the one seed of the serpent and two, the seed of the woman, has been on this earth. That age-old enmity planted by Yahweh, Jesus Christ, still rages between these two forces. Today, it reaches forth in the grand final of the age. The climax of the ages is upon us. In this crucial hour of history, we dare not surrender, compromise, or talk ourselves out of this most fundamental kingdom of identity, Bible truth. This is not time to whitewash the satanic Jew offspring of Satan. We are this day faced with the very climax of the enmity, this warfare between these two seed lines. And God give us the courage to stand, for through Jesus Christ and his shed blood, the head of the serpent race, the very Kehillah itself, shall be crushed through the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ described the reapers of this satanic harvest in Matthew 13, verse 41. And you may read Psalms chapter 149 and Jeremiah 51, verse 20 for more light. So now in the meantime, the battle arises outside the comfort of your living room. Every television newscast, every radio broadcast, every major newspaper in America is alive and pulsating with the enmity between the two seeds of Genesis 3:15. This is the story of history. This is what.
Can you feel it? I can feel it. Right? But the disease has been misdiagnosed as COVID. All right. Okay.
The problem is, I don't know, it's a Jew cold.
That's right. It's a Jew cold, right?
Jew. Jew, yeah, it's made up by them. It's a lie. So come on, what do you expect of them? Lies.
Yes.
This is what Jesus Christ said would happen as recorded in Revelation 12, verses 27. Quote, "And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." End of quote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dragon, that international satanic race of Jewish Pharisees, has declared a total war on the seed of the woman, just as Christ foretold. Praise the name and power of Jesus Christ, white Christian people. The seed of the woman will have a total victory over this satanic seed line as recorded in Revelation 15, verses 2 to 3. Quote, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the songs of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." End quote.
Okay, well, I just had an insight on the sea of glass, because that has been a mystery. What is this sea of glass all about? I think what it means is that once we become aware of who we are, what we are, and whose we are, we can see clearly through that glass wall or glass ceiling, as the feminists, you know, what, maybe this is the glass ceiling that the feminists are talking about, where we can look down upon the world without blurred vision, with clear vision. We can see what's really going on, and that this sea of fire that the Jews are going to be falling into, we can see the earth with all its evil activity going on, and we can see the fire that they're going to be thrown into. Okay, that fire will be eternal. It's not necessarily the case that the evil people thrown in there will burn for eternity, but they will burn for as long as Yahweh thinks necessary. But that that fire will last eternally, because only the Israelites will achieve eternal life and a sinless condition. The rest of the world will still be committing sin, and every once in a while, the white blood cells of the white race will have to catch the evildoers and throw them into the lake of fire. That's how I see it. You know, maybe other people see it a little differently, but that's how I see it, that eternal fire will always burn, and there will always be people worthy of destruction by being thrown into the lake of fire. Here, let me see. We've got about 6 minutes left, and actually five, because the cue music will be heard by all of us in StreamYard. But let me go to Psalm 149:1. "Praise ye Yahweh, sing unto Yahweh a new song." Of course, a new song is the new covenant, "and his praise in the congregation of saints." And congregation in the Hebrew is kahal. That's where the Jews get the word kahila from, the kahal, but they changed the pronunciation to kahila. "In the kahal of saints," the congregation of saints, "let Israel rejoice in him that made him." Who made us?
Yahweh.
Okay. "Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king," and that's Melech. "Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For Yahweh taketh pleasure in his people." Who? The whole world?
No.
Or his people?
His people.
Yeah, it's very exclusive, folks. And by the way, stay tuned for Voice of Christian Israel, because we're talking about the exclusive covenants. We're going to be covering Galatians 4. We'll have a longer break than usual because I need to take a break myself and rehydrate. My coffee cup is empty. And let's continue here. For Yahweh taketh pleasure in his people, namely Israel and nobody else, and that the word is Am. The Hebrew word for people is Am. his people, Israel. He will beautify the meek with salvation. 2 Chronicles 7:14, humble yourselves before Yahweh your Elohim. Verse 5, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. I need to wake up singing. I'm tired of these aches and pains. Verse 6, let the high praises of Elohim, or in this case, it's simply El, I believe. My concordance is not working right. Be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Most of our prophets are surnamed with the name of Yahweh, such as Jeremiah, Isaiah, and some of our surnamed by the word of El, like Ezekiel. Verse 7, to execute vengeance upon the heathen. Now, this is correct. This is correct, even though it's goy, and goy simply means nation. Well, who are we supposed to execute vengeance upon? The heathen Jews and Edomites. The other races do evil against us, but only at the instigation of the Jews. The other races could do us no harm without Jewish support. And punishments upon the people, and people here is Leom. Leome. It's not Am. Okay, Am is usually reserved for Israelites, but in this case, it's a different word for nation or people, Leom. And verse 8, to bind their kings with chains. Okay, the chains of what? That kingdom that is yet to come, but it's very close, folks. Don't lose faith. Don't get worn out. Although there's that verse in Daniel that says they will wear out the saints. We're almost worn out, but keep the faith, and we're almost out of time. Here we go. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye Yahweh. Thank you, Michael. See you next week. Take care. Yahweh bless everybody.
Yahweh bless you all. And don't forget to open Telegram.
Beep.